Do you give much thought to the notion of Cascadia and the bioregion we live in? Does it inform your work at all?
I wish I could say absolutely every day, but it's a much more, ambient kind of information. You know, when I was, I'm going to forget the title of the book, you'll probably know it, when I was doing my undergrad degree, there was this, it was viral of the day. There was no such thing as things going viral, but it was a book on on Cascadia splitting off from the United States and becoming its own biosphere zone. And, you know, it was deeply problematic in a thousand different ways, but I read
Ecotopia. Ecotopia?
It was Ecotopia. That's exactly what it was. Yeah, thank you.
Ernest Kallenbach, yeah.
Yeah, that's and it was also kind of this
kind of creepy.
It was totally informed by this like 1970s Iron John poetry where the men went out and like stabbed things and banged on drums and the women kind of, you know, were at home cooking and weaving and this. But you know, nevertheless, it was certainly a formative book for me. Way back when, and coupled with my own, you know, commitment to things like the Carmana and the Walbran and sort of ecological orientations to the world, I'm very aware that this is a very specific sort of biogeoclimatic region. I'm a geographer in part by trade, so I'm interested in the physical geographies of regions. And I'm absolutely inspired, maybe preoccupied would be a better term, by the physical geographies of this region, sort of northwestern British Columbia, Alaskan Panhandle, down into California. It's a region where I have spent the vast majority of my life hiking, you know, swimming, canoeing, doing all of that. I think, in all honesty, I orient to the world much more as a feminist, so much more focused on sort of the socio-cultural geographies of the region, which have very unique and specific kind of articulations, not unlike the biophysical geography of the region. I sometimes wish I were more of a land activist. I have a very dear friend who I'm thankful for all the time because she literally writes like a letter a week to the newspapers about Enbridge and the pipeline. And I often tell her she's out there doing the environmental action for all of us who put our resources maybe into somewhat different spaces. But yeah, I don't ever write without this geography in mind.
We're just about out of time. I would like to end on something that, you know, rounds out the interview. And I don't know how you like reading Rain from page 78, but it is, you know, it relates to so much of what we've been talking about, yet adds that another element of being like a sound poem.
Yeah. Well, I'll give it a try. I can tell you that I've only read this in public once. I was in Newfoundland at a writer's retreat working with Don Mackay. He was really inspirational in early versions of this. And it was raining so hard. And this poem was in part written and conceived in Newfoundland, sort of thinking about experimental lineation and sound and word poetry, language poetry, and all of that that we were talking about under Don Mackay's tutelage. So I'll give it a whirl, Paul, and hopefully we won't end on a bad note. Rain. Me in, me in, me in, me in, me in, me, me in, me in me, in me, in me, I taste falling. You up air, then down onto me. You are high velocity, rich airborne, salty drop. Cedar sap scented pinprick pointed puncture surface tension. cloud, break. I evaporate you, shed you, slew you, brightness shattering. You slip on city streets, swirl down granite edges, tap on glass. You take me and return, tangy. I swallow me in me, in me, in me. Tomorrow I will touch skyscrapers, boreal forests, steam from a black bear's back, hot from running, blinking, glinting splinters. You balance me on stinging nettles, thorax of dragonflies, each part of you smaller than the bubble of oxygen. Aquatic beetles balance beneath their abdomens. Fall down sweet, fall down long, fall down short, fall down
Beautiful. You know, I can't imagine you doing anything in your life without a good heart. So that Indian person, I don't think he has anything to worry about. I'm really grateful for this time, grateful for being able to have access to you and your work in this way. Look forward to you being down here in Seattle for the Cascadia Poetry Festival. You're going to be on a panel with David.
Where it should rain a lot.
Say again?
Where it should rain a lot.
Yeah, and the weekend before the election, so that should be quite intense. Thanks.
Yeah, Paul, it was a real pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me, and also thanks for letting me reminisce about folks like, you know, George Stambling and Barry McKinnon and Ken Belford and lots of people who I think have before me rendered Northern British Columbia, exalted Northern British Columbia through poetry. So thank you very much.
Amen.
Thanks.